We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
What about Game Time? 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Rock and rolling our way through a Wednesday show. You know, there was a, we got into this last week a little bit with some of the quotes from Jim Delaney talking about how the playoff isn't the number one priority for him and all that stuff. And I thought Schick made a good point on Friday when asked about that, is that's kind of what you say when your conference isn't making the playoff. It's kind of like, you know, Schick's line always is the teams that say recruiting rankings don't matter are the teams that aren't getting five-star recruits and aren't getting top 10 classes. You know, like that's how it is. But, I thought there was something else that, you know, was talked about last week that was interesting, was that Delaney, and it'd be so interesting to see what the Big Ten looks like structurally in a couple of years, but he was asked about the Big Ten championship game last week and potentially altering it to match up the two best teams. And Delaney said, quote, "It's an item that has been discussed before. There is actually more discussion now than there was 4 years ago." And it's easy to maybe look past that quote. Let that sink in for a second. Because, you know, Big Ten championship game actually saying we're going to match up the two best teams. Well, I mean, if Delaney chooses to go down that path, what does that look like? You know, because how are you? Are we just doing is it just the two best records, the two highest ranked? What do the tiebreakers look like? And then I would think if they go down that path, is that the end of divisions? I mean, what's the point of having an East and a West if you're just going to put the two best teams? You know, like, what does that look like? What's the point of having if Northwestern won the Big Ten West this year, but in the Big Ten championship game, it was a rematch of Ohio State and Michigan? You know what I'm saying? Like, so what does all that look like? Matching up the two best teams. And I have said, to me, that seems like it's a misguided change, in my opinion. I look at an item like altering the Big Ten championship game, or even the topic of the Big Ten changing the amount of conference games they play from 9 to 8, or saying, oh, we're going to go back to playing Lucky Charms Tech. And I think all those changes are misguided, where I've told you before, I think the real answer to all this is expanding the playoff. Because I think the analogy I would give is, don't treat a symptom, treat the cause. 9 conference games, that's great. Better quality of games. I think it's more fun for the players. It's more fun for the fans. It's a better product on television. The issue is the structure of who makes the playoff. I like 9 conference games. The more the better. I'd rather see Ohio State play Iowa at Iowa than Ohio State play, Western Kentucky at home. What game would you rather watch? Yeah, me too. So what needs to happen is the expansion to 8. Because to me, that way, Ohio State can lose to Purdue and still get in because they won the Big Ten. And Ohio State can lose at Iowa and still get in because they won the Big Ten championship game. Don't treat a symptom, treat the cause. The cause, to me, is the playoff structure. I don't think you need to tweak divisions or alter the conference championship game and say, now we're going to the two best teams, now, or move to 8 conference games. If you go to an 18 playoff. To me, that is where the motivation for change should be directed to. See, I think changing all that other stuff is letting the current structure that is so deeply flawed off the hook. That's how I see it. All right, 2 hours in the books, one to go. Greg McDermott going to stop by in about 15 minutes. Got a thought? You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. 1 o'clock hour, straight ahead.